This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Obviously, some people back at school, even last week, seems like school's starting a little bit early. You know, there's so many different stories to take on various elements of it. You know, one that caught our eye, actually two stories by Natasha Sokoloff from CT Insider. One is teachers and the need for a lot of them to spend their own money for supplies in their classroom. It's sort of an age-old problem. I'm curious as to whether it's a bigger problem now than before. And also school start times. You know, a lot of people feel that high school kids should get the chance to sleep in a little bit more and they'd be more productive. And it was sort of a trend, and now it's maybe going the other way. Natasha Sokoloff, she covers education for CT Insider, joining us here in Brian and Company. Natasha, good morning. How are you?
I'm good, Brian. Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm good. And thanks for coming on. You know, my wife's in education, and she's been a proponent of later start times for high school kids for over a decade. It's not new, but I'm surprised that I thought it was a trend that would really spread everywhere. But according to your reporting, it's actually kind of going back the other way. Is that right?
Yes, that is right. And, you know, I was surprised, too, based on what we've seen. You know, this conversation is not new. It's definitely gotten more prevalent, but it looks like some of the schools that have, you know, kind of tried out pushing back their start times are actually, you know, reversing that decision because of budget constraints or whatever it may be.
Well, I guess that's my question, because it seems like it's just because it's too expensive. And if everyone did it, then maybe it would be easier. But the state doesn't like to get involved in that stuff. Is it just because of cost? Because if it's because of cost, then parents should be ticked. Because if it's better for the kids, we should try to do what's better for the kids.
Right. Yeah. So from what I heard from, you know, a few of the districts, was cost was kind of the common denominator, and that kind of comes down to transportation. Is the main issue there. They have to, you know, get more buses, and that can end up adding up to hundreds of thousands of dollars that, you know, districts really just don't have right now. You know, budgets are already strapped pretty thin. So for the most part, it seemed like, you know, cost was just the biggest obstacle.
I don't know why, again, like, this isn't a leading question. I don't know how this stuff works, and maybe you don't, but why do you need more buses to do this?
Right. So that's a good question. Basically, most schools currently operate on basically like a staggered busing route schedule. So they use the same buses for their all of their schools because their schools will start at different times. But when they push back the start times, then usually that causes some of their schools to overlap with times, and they need more buses to kind of handle that, like pushing back the schedule. So then they need more buses basically to accommodate that, and you know that costs money.
Yeah, it does. I mean, education, busing is expensive. Natasha Sokolov from CT Insider joining us here in Brian & Company. Talk about expenses. It seems like every year we do stuff on teachers having to buy supplies. I remember when my kids, you know, were doing their thing in elementary school, you know, parents would pitch in to try to mitigate that. And so you wrote on this, but my real question is, because I don't think this is new, is it worse than it's been?
Yeah, so one of the main things that, you know, some of the teachers that I spoke with brought up was this has always been a thing where teachers, you know, will spend some of their own money to help stock their classrooms. But what is kind of a newer thing is just the amount that they spend and how common it is. So for the most part, from what I heard was that districts used to offer some sort of stipend for teachers for school supplies, and you know the rest that teachers would just spend out of pocket. But now most districts don't offer that anymore because of, you know, budget constraints like we discussed with, you know, school start times, or you know, just funds are really tight right now, and you know, districts aren't being funded at the same rate as, you know, their costs are rising and everything else. So it's not a new issue, but a lot of the teachers I spoke to say it's definitely gotten worse.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, with the pay that teachers get and everything else, you don't have to comment on this. They shouldn't have to do that, and that's obviously, I don't know why we can't figure out how to solve that problem. But Natasha Sokolov from CT Insider, you know, obviously, vaccinations are a very political thing now, post-COVID, and now with RFK Jr. running HHS. And I guess you and one of your colleagues looked into vaccination rates. And I'm curious, are they down? I mean, I know Connecticut's higher than just about every other state, but is there a definite difference than in the past?
Yeah, so nationwide, vaccination rates are down. But in Connecticut, you know, they're actually, you know, up in certain areas. A lot of that has to do with, you know, in 2021, the state changed the law about religious exemptions. So because of that, we're starting to see, you know, the exemption rate be, you know, much, much smaller than it was, you know, a few years ago. So there's some differences in between schools, but overall, you know, especially for kindergartners, the vaccination rates are largely, you know, seem to be on the up.
Interesting. Anything else you're working on or you've written in the last week or so, education related, you want people to know about? Again, you can go to CT Insider. You could just Google CT Insider and Sokolov, and you'll get the jump page for her profile, which has everything she's been writing about. But anything else that we haven't touched on that you want people to know about?
You know what? I think those are definitely the main ones right there. But yeah, thank you so much, Brian, for having me. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. Listen, part of what we do on the show is try to promote journalism, to be honest, because I don't want it to die. So anytime you got anything going on, just let us know. We're happy to talk about it. Thank you so much.
Sounds great. Thank you.
All right. Have a great day.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you.
Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.